The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, I'm Nathaniel Portergowan.
I'm Rockin' Jay Shaw from the Hubbard Tusslers.
You're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chickie with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Local four-piece band Hubbard's Hustlers will be headlining at the 6th Annual Georgian Triangle Music Festival on June the 30th at the Beacon, alongside with Accelerator, Road Wolves, and special guest Ascot Royals. Tickets are $10 and available online at georgiantrianglemusicfest.com or at the door. Beach Booster Media Group is proud to be one of the sponsors of this great local event. Hubbard's Hustlers hail from Hubbard's, Nova Scotia, are known for their music that makes you smile. Inspired by bonfires, good vibes, crashing waves, and sunny days. The band has enjoyed some success since having their songs played on our music lineup local artist folder on Beach Booster Radio. Join me in the studio are Nathaniel Portergowan, vocals and guitar, and Rockin' Jay Shaw, lead guitar and backup vocals. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Hubbard's Hustlers, known for their music that makes you smile, is a local four-piece band who will be headlining at the upcoming Georgian Triangle Music Festival on June the 30th at the Beacon, along with Accelerator, Road Wolves, and special guest Ascot Royals. Tickets are $10 and available online at georgiantrianglemusicfest.com or at the door. Joining me in the studio are Nathaniel Portergowan, vocals and guitar, and Rockin' Jay Shaw, lead guitar and backup vocals. So nice to see you again, Nathaniel, and welcome to Beach Corner, Rockin' Jay.
Hi.
So last time we spoke, you were performing at Crow Dot Bar and Variety in Collingwood, where a live broadcast took place on Beach Booster Radio back in December. How was the show?
That was awesome, actually. Joe did a great job, and I think the link's still up on Beach Booster Radio if you guys want to listen to the whole show. It was really good. I want to thank the Crow Dot Bar and Variety for having us. We were actually the residency there, so every Wednesday we played, and I tell you, it was a great turnout, and it's kind of our breakout in the Georgian Triangle area. It was awesome.
So since we met, the band has grown from three members to now four. Can you please introduce your new band members to our audience?
This is Rockin' Jay Shaw, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, I'm a local singer-songwriter. I just joined this band a few months ago. We're just kicking it hard and trying to party and have fun on the beach.
Totally, it's nice.
Bring out all the crowds.
He has a new dynamic to our band. Usually we were more chill and beach-like, and now with Rockin', he lives up to the hype. We're starting to rock out a little bit more. It's fun.
And who else formed part of your band?
Yeah, most definitely I got Spencer Letke, who plays the bass, and I tell you, he's the backbone. I think people watch him more than he watches us. He's grooving up there on the
grooving
bass
with his head.
That's right. And Brendan Ackard, he's still with us, and I couldn't have done it without him. He's been there from the beginning, and he's one of my best friends, so I'm glad he's part of it.
So which songs added to our Beach Booster Radio Music Lineup local artist folder available at beachbooster.com? The band has enjoyed some success. Can you elaborate?
Well, we've kind of branched out. We kind of reached out to everybody around the area, around the Georgian Triangle, all the way from Owen Sound down to Barrie, and after you guys put us on the radio, we kind of use that as a selling point for us to get into all these places. And hey, now whenever we play, people are dancing around and hashtagging pictures to us and following us on Facebook.
Hashtag Hubbard's Hustlers. Yeah, we're hitting social media hard.
Great.
Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
That's so nice to hear. Fantastic. So I understand your singles are now available on some of the online sites.
Yeah, most definitely. Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. It's funny. It's even on Napster. One guy asked me the other day, Napster still exists? I said, yes, Napster still exists. So it's pretty cool to be able to show people where to go and find it, and they download it, and they have it on their ringtone. I was actually at my friend's the other day. We were chilling on the dock and just drinking some wobbly pops, listening to Beach Booster, and boom, Hubbard's Hustlers came on, and we both had a cheers to that, and it was great to hear.
So this year you're headlining at the Georgian Triangle Music Festival along with Accelerator, Road Wolves, and special guest Ascot Royals. So what are you looking forward to?
Wow, just playing with a band like Ascot Royals is excellent. You know, getting other more people out there. This will be our first show that people actually have to pay to come to instead of just drink with us. So it's kind of neat to headline something like that and being a part of the Georgian Triangle Music Festival that celebrates local music all around the area.
I've been a part of that festival for quite a while, and it just seems to be getting bigger and bigger. Sean's doing a great job, everybody involved. Awesome.
He certainly is. He does a fantastic job, absolutely. And how do you feel about being the headliner of Rockin' Jay?
Yeah, with Hubbard's Hustlers, it's great. Ascot Royals is like an exciting band. I think I caught wind that they played the Way Home Festival. It's quite an honor to be playing with a band such a high quality, and we're just going to try to get to know those guys and chat and see where we can go from here.
So apart from the Georgian Triangle Music Festival, what other shows are being planned for this summer?
Yeah, most definitely. We actually got the Port Music Festival coming up this weekend, Saturday. It's a Collingwood local music festival. A bunch of bands come, and we're all in the amphitheater down there, so it's an outside festival. We played it last year, and it started to wind a little bit. We were all hanging on to the tents. It was pretty fun. Casey Carruthers puts that together, so big shout out to them. And, you can go on our website, hubbardshustlers.weebly.com, and see all the shows that we're playing around the area from Owen Sound to Barrie, and we hope to see y'all guys all there for sure.
And on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
Sure. This is the first one that we did. It's called I like. And it's, we harmonize, we rock it out. There's some fun bass beats in there. Listen up. Enjoy.
Joining me in the studio are Nathaniel Porter-Gowan and Rockin' Jay Shaw from Hubbard's Hustlers. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
I like lying on the beach when the sun goes down. Looking up the sky, making things out of clouds. I like when the grass so soft lifts me up off the ground. I like. You're telling me a lie. Let me tell you about a few things that I like. Rolling down the street in the sun on my bike, and I'm turning up the music in my car, 'cause when I'm at the clubs I'm doing shots at the bar. And there ain't nothing better than an ice cream sundae, being a rock star one day, playing ball in the park with my friends, having a few beers with my team when it ends. Football, baseball, hockey, love, family, friends, and lots of fun. These are things that really make me smile. I definitely could live without them for a while, because I love.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guests, Nathaniel Porter-Gowan and Rockin' Jay Shaw. Any funny stories you wish to share from some of your shows? I mean, you must have some really funny stuff.
We have a couple of our shows, we always like to get people dancing. So we do this thing called Sociable, and I guess we always say, like, we got a drink in our hand. And
we're not allowed to play the next song until every single person has a drink in their hand. That's the rule. We have a song called Alcoholics, and it just makes sense. You need a drink in your hand.
And it cheers to somebody that you don't know, and you say Sociable. And that's our thing.
It actually really works nice because people that have never met each other before, they come to our shows and they make new friends because, hey, by the end of it, we're all drinking together. It's pretty fun.
And each show is personalized with a poster. So who comes up with these themes?
You know, it's a collaborative with the Hubbard's Hustlers. We all find pictures online and we send them to each other and we have our little chats, of course, like that. And we talk about songs that we want to do. And when we find funny little things or something that just kind of relates to us or the next show coming up, we just make the suggestion together and shoot it out, and it's pretty nice. It works out.
Nate does all the work.
Thanks, Jay. I appreciate that.
And what sets Hubbard's Hustlers apart from other bands?
We're all musicians. There's some bands you get together and this guy plays the bass, this guy plays the drums, this guy plays the guitar. When we do our show, Brandon Ackert, he plays the drums, he'll actually open up most of our shows with some of his own original music, and then we'll take a quick little break and we'll get Jay up there and he has his own original stuff that he plays, and Brennan and Spencer plays the bass, and then we all come together as the Hubbard's Hustlers at the end, and it's really a show. It's not just, okay, here's the Hubbard's Hustlers for 4 hours. You have these different musicians coming up, giving everybody's different type of styles.
Brian's an awesome singer-songwriter. Check him out. Me, I like to play and just sing. I've been doing this for quite a while, and I just love it so much, and I'm just going to keep on doing it.
So, Rockin' Jay, tell us, are you from Wasaga Beach? Because we know Nathaniel, you're from the East Coast.
Right.
We know the name has something to do, part of the East Coast.
You got it.
But are you from Wasaga Beach, and what brought you here?
I'm from Banks. I'm proudly a Shaw from Banks, up in the area, local guy I am. I just love playing guitar. I love my family. Love everybody about this area. Like, just good people, good musicians. You can be on the beach. You can be snowboarding in the wintertime. That's great.
Excellent. So what are your thoughts on the local music scene in the region, having said that?
It's pretty good. You know, like I told you, as soon as we were on the radio here, we used that again. And every bar or whatever that I sent to, that I got a reply from, they brought us in. And we're just starting to hit Wasaga Beach here now that it's summertime. I think it's the perfect time. We're going to be down on the beach one. We're going to be up the beacon. And, of course, the stuff in Collingwood that we do. And people have really embraced us. And the music scene here is huge.
There's so many great musicians. And there always has been. The last 10 years that I've been playing music in this town, there's camaraderie and love and support. There's anything from people doing very nice shows at, say, the Simcoe Street Theater or the Gaiety Theater. There's lots of smaller venues that people put together and sell tickets for. It's great. Then there's all the live events that between Collingwood and Wasaga Beach that they put together. It's amazing. It helps us out. It's a really supportive community.
So, having an opportunity to select a celebrity, who would you like to share the stage with?
Axl Rose, for sure.
Guns N' Roses.
You know, like,
who that doesn't know me would say that I would say anything else other than Guns N' Roses.
I would spend a day or two with them. I don't know if I could take any more, but Guns N' Roses for sure.
Yeah, that'd be my favorite. We got lots. Yeah. We play a lot of different music. We play like Sublime stuff, so we respect that kind of music. We kind of take a beach vibe on. Yeah. I definitely have a lot of rock and roll and punk rock influence in me. I like singer-songwriter and country and stuff as well.
I would say no to Snoop, that's for sure. I'd hang out with him.
I would hang out with Snoop, yeah.
Me too.
And what would you tell Snoop if you'd have an opportunity to see him face to face?
Say, Snoop, say Beach Booster Radio.
Say Beach Booster Radio, Snoop, Hobbit's Hustles. Bro, 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 yo, snizzle dizzle.
Oh my gosh, that's too cool. So if there was someone you would like to thank, who would that person be?
Wow, my mom and dad for sure.
Yeah, same here, my mom.
Joe, you, Diana, at Beach Booster Radio, you guys really helped us out a lot. Sean Crozier for doing the Georgian Triangle Music Festival. Casey Carruthers for doing the Port Music Festival. Everybody at
so many
Factory.
Other people involved in that festival as well are playing, so check it out.
That's right.
They're playing at Boston Pizza, the Main Street Market, the Art in the Park.
All the way up to Fort Murray, the whole staff at the corner, all the way out to Owen Sound. Anybody that supported us or come and seen us. Anybody that's bought a t-shirt, anybody that's messaged us with the hashtag Hubbard's Hustlers, picture of themselves having fun, anybody that's related to this band or anybody that even had a smidgen of a part of it.
People's helped us with our webpages, everything. Thank
beautiful.
You so much.
Yeah.
And where can we find more information? I know you said the website, but can you say it again a little slower?
Yeah, it's hubbardshustlers.weebly.com. And you got our music on there. You got our hashtags, Facebook. So maybe check us out there, Hubbard's Hustlers on Facebook, Instagram. We're kind of social media hogs right now.
Okay. Well, thank you, Nathaniel and Rockin' Jay, for being my guest, and wishing you and the Hubbard's Hustlers continued success. But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
Most definitely. This is our newest one. It's called Eskimo Kisses. When I sent this one to Diana, she said, "What's your song's name?" I said, "I like Eskimo Kisses." And it's an ongoing joke here at Beach Booster Radio now. So you guys enjoy that, Eskimo Kisses. And we'll see you again on Beach Booster Radio.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song. Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Nathaniel Portergowan and Rockin' Jay Shaw for being my guests.
and look forward to their headline performance at the upcoming 6th Annual Georgian Triangle Music Festival on June the 30th at the Beacon, alongside with Accelerator, Road Wolves, and special guest Ascot Royals. Tickets are $10 and available online at GeorgianTriangleMusicFest.com or at the door. For more information on Hubbard's Hustlers, visit their website at hubbardshustlers.weebly.com or their Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chicky. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and coming soon to Wasaga Beach TV. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Hi, I'm Nathaniel Portergowan of the Hubbard's Hustlers, and you're listening to our new song, My Campaign, local music on Beach Booster Radio.
I can say, hey, hey, that's my baby.